Okay. Well, good morning. We're here from Baltimore to share a bit about how we recently developed Positively, which is a multimedia education program on HIV. I'm Evelyn Bradley. I'm the author. And Susie Shaw, our producer, turned up ill yesterday and was not able to join us. But Yvonne Kingon is an HIV provider who developed the online resources for Positively and reviewed the scripts and also took a key role. Also, our consumer, Anna Folks, was not able to be with us, but she is a consumer advocate and peer navigator who was our key consumer reviewer and also serves as Positively's hostess. That's the cast of characters. We have no disclosures. I wanted to start with why. Why develop an HIV multimedia education program? The main reason is that HIV is complex to manage, and it's often explained to consumers using a lot of words that they don't know. Health literacy concerns itself with clear communication of health information, so I was exploring health literacy as a way to help our clients support their adherence. And as part of that search, I read a paper from Northwestern University that showed that people at all literacy levels who saw a really high quality diabetes multimedia education program understood a lot more of the key messages about that disease than those who did not. That increase in knowledge is especially surprising among the most health literate, the ones on the right-hand side, who understood twice as many key messages after viewing the diabetes multimedia education program. So after seeing that, I looked high and low for a comparable multimedia education program on HIV to bring to our Ryan White clients in Baltimore without any success. There just wasn't the same quality. There were talking heads who would sit there and yammer at you, but it you know, they used a lot of long words, and it wasn't where we were trying to be. So with the support of the Baltimore City Health Department's Ryan White Part A program and also the HRSA HIV AIDS Bureau's National Quality Center, I set about building one. On a personal note, it was really that unwavering support of my program directors who allowed me to spend time on this project, as well as arranging for financial resources to make this possible. So with that support, I reviewed handouts, and I reviewed books, and I reviewed videos for consumers, and I identified the messages that are generally provided to people with HIV. And I actually identified 400 of them, understanding that this diabetes multimedia education program was trying to communicate 17 key messages. So that needed to be boiled down. So I convened a panel consisting of consumers, primarily consumers, providers, health educators, health literacy, and media experts to narrow that 400 down to what were the 35 key messages. And during that panel session, those folks also helped me to understand what were the most effective ways that they had found in interacting with one another to communicate those key messages, because the how really makes a difference. So I then developed 150 storyboards. This didn't take very long after all that pre-work. But this is an example of a storyboard. I was trying to develop something that would show the people who would then go and produce this what I was after. I never found anybody that would produce it, but, you know, it was useful. I presented these to a lot of groups. I presented them to groups of providers and consumers, to my colleagues at Ryan White. And then finally, after spending a year and a half getting the city of Baltimore to approve that we actually make this with money that we had, I enlisted the support of Sobo Productions, and they made it happen. So what is a multimedia education program? MMEPs use a variety of media, selecting the most effective medium to communicate each message, such as printed or spoken word, pictures, acting, and animation, and we used all of these. So Positively uses all of these in the six segments. And in fact, each segment uses a combination of these, of three or more of these media. Also, Sobo designed a number of features that make Positively accessible and user-friendly as possible. Folks can select the segment that they're the most interested in. They can jump around between the segments, back up, repeat entire segments, repeat part of a segment. And then it starts by introducing Anna, who's the host, the goals of the program, the sections, and how to navigate an MMEP, such as where to find the search functions. Also, how to access a transcript of the dialogue. So, for example, my mother, who's 92 and quite hard of hearing, went through this with the transcript and pointed out a typo to me. Okay, so in the first segment, which is newly HIV positive, an HIV provider explains to someone who's newly diagnosed that HIV is not a death sentence, but that it requires the client and the provider work together as a team. Then the next segment, how people get HIV, shows how HIV is spread and also debunks other HIV transmission myths. HIV in the body is a largely animated and shows how the HIV virus attacks the immune system and what makes it so dangerous and how you can fight back with medication. How HIV medicine works is a very simple animation. I mean, we looked for an animation of how HIV medicine works and how the HIV transmission process works. And the ones that are available online are generally extremely complicated. They're designed by the drug companies, and they will talk to a physician or maybe a nurse, but not to much of anybody else. So we found a way of communicating that information that was a lot simpler. It shows also why it's important to take your HIV medicine on time every day and discusses what happens if you don't. Managing HIV provides a four-step program encouraging people living with HIV to visit their providers, take their medication, care for themselves, understand and track their CD4 and viral loads. And then finally, HIV in real life discusses barriers to HIV management, such as mental health issues, substance abuse, homelessness, and stigma, and it provides pointers to resources for addressing each of these barriers. Yvonne.
So I'd like to give a few examples of how we selected the best medium for each message. We really felt strongly that to engage people with the material, we needed people living with HIV to deliver at least some of these messages and to tell their stories. So each Positively segment begins with a testimonial from a person living with or affected by HIV. The testimonials in Positively provide some of its strongest messages because they're messages from peers. Second, we've heard from many newly diagnosed people that their first reaction when hearing that they're HIV positive is fear. Fear of dying, fear of being sick, fear of being outed. So we felt that the best way to convey reassuring guidance was to show someone having that newly diagnosed experience. So this segment takes the form of a dialogue between a newly diagnosed young lady and a well-known Baltimore HIV provider. This image shows transmission by body fluid exchange and is reinforced by the accompanying text. We used stock footage and graphics. There's a lot that's out there that's available, and that really helped keep the project within budget by using stock footage. As Evelyn talked about, we struggled with showing how HIV medicine works, and she mentioned, again, some of those animations produced by the pharmaceutical industry. But they're way over the heads of anyone who reads at a fifth grade level, and so and anyone who really doesn't have exposure to basic human biology. So we toyed with using a kitchen analogy, sort of an assembly line process, but we concluded that would actually be too confusing to those who wanted to follow the links to realistic, detailed animations. So we worked very, very closely with our animator on both concept and design. And this is not a health animator. This is just an animator, and we're explaining what viruses are and surface proteins and things. And we got an awesome, clear, simple, uncluttered animation of how HIV replicates, and being clear that although medicine does reduce the virus, it doesn't eliminate all HIV. And when we actually show segments tomorrow, you'll see it in actual animation form. Each segment for Positively has a link, and this one has a link to more complex animation of HIV replication for those who are interested. And Positively, for those in the audience who are interested, is available online where it can be downloaded to an iPad. It's also available on YouTube. It can be viewed on smartphones. We've had over 1,200 hits, so we're gunning to go viral. And Positively has its own Facebook page. So we use health literacy techniques that have been shown to help people remember messages, such as checking their understanding of the material by answering a few questions at the end of most segments. And this is just for people to check their own knowledge as they move throughout the segments. And there's links throughout to relevant online resources so that, for example, when we talk about finding a provider, there's a link to lists of HIV providers. When we discuss safer sex, there's a link to the correct procedure for putting on a condom. And when we talk about stigma, there's a link to an organization that addresses HIV stigma. So these are just a few examples of the online links available with each segment. As we wrote the scripts, we were careful neither to talk down to people nor to overwhelm them with complex medical terms. If Anna, our consumer host, were here, she would tell you that one reason Positively is effective is consumers' involvement every single step of the way. They participated in identifying messages and media, reviewing the scripts. They took roles during the filming. Each segment begins with a brief testimonial, as I described earlier, of a Baltimorean living with or affected by HIV. Positively was made in Baltimore, and with the exception of one actor, the film segments and the testimonials are presented by Baltimore consumers and providers. Positively can be used by providers helping their clients understand why they need to stay adherent to their provider visits and to their medications. And although care was taken to present diverse still images, our primary target audience is inner-city Baltimore, so the images reflect that population. We are excited that we've just received funding from the HIV/AIDS Bureau to develop a Spanish version of Positively, so we'll be rewriting for Hispanic audiences and reshooting live scenes and testimonials with Hispanic people living with HIV. So I'd like to conclude with some pointers for people with ambitions to develop similar projects. Build networks. This is not one person's work, nor four people's work. It was our networks of consumers when we needed people to take parts, providers when we needed clinical settings to shoot and people to take provider parts, health educators when we needed advice on communication strategies, Susie's network of experienced lighting, sound, production, and editing experts, and our connections within the Ryan White world that made this come together. You need to involve consumers. Don't get stuck in the ivory tower. I can't stress enough how invaluable consumer involvement has been at every step in this process. There's our ivory tower. We need to be creative about enlisting the support of others. We need to have patience and persistence. Even though our program had available funds, it took a year and a half to get approval to make Positively, leaving Susie only 3 months to produce it. You need to be creative about enlisting others to support the project. A consumer linguistics expert reviewed the scripts, and I was recruited to help fulfill a requirement for my master's program. Seek high-quality production staff. Don't skimp on this. After 3 years planning Positively, Susie and her team were able to select and record a narrator, film and record sound for the video portions, develop the framework for Positively and navigation among the segments, develop the animation concepts, created the animation, selected stock, still, and film images, edited Positively, and mounted it in both e-learning and YouTube formats, designed a few CDs to demonstrate as thank yous to participants, plus put up a website, all in 3 months. They made what was only a dream into a much higher quality reality than we could ever have dreamed of. It's worth paying the right people. So we wish there were time to show you segments of Positively. As I mentioned, we will be showing it during session 6 of the film festival tomorrow at 12:30. We will have a few CDs available to those who promise to share it with at least 2 people living with HIV, so that's your incentive. And we'll be happy to show this to anyone who's interested after the session. And we have cards scattered about the room with information for how you can get it absolutely free. So thank you for listening, and we will take our questions at the end.